ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் 108th அட்வென்ட் அட் அருணாச்சலா செலிப்ரேஷன்ஸ் இன் தி யூஎஸ்ஏ அண்ட் கேனடா. ஏ நம்பர் ஆஃப் அட்வென்ட் அட் அருணாச்சலா ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ் வர் ஆர்கனைஸ்ட் பை டிவோட்டீஸ். தி ஃபாலோயிங் டூ ரிப்போர்ட்ஸ் ஹவ் பீன் ரிசீவ்ட். கலிஃபோர்னியா அருணாச்சல ஆஷ்ரமா கலிஃபோர்னியா செலிப்ரேட்டட் தி 108th அனிவர்சரி ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் அட்வென்ட் அட் அருணாச்சலா on September 12, 2004 at the Fremont Hindu Temple Community Hall. The program attracted a gathering of about 60 devotees, including Dennis Hattle from Arunachala Ashrama, New York, and Sri Natarajan, the son of Sri T.N. Krishnaswamy, who was the official photographer of Sri Ramanashramam and responsible for producing the vast majority of the pictures of Bhagavan now in the ashram archives. The program commenced with the rendition of Akshara Manamalai by all gathered and was followed by a short welcome by Dennis Hattle. Dennis spoke about Bhagavan's journey to Arunachala and his complete surrender to the divine will, the force that rose like a mighty flood and carried away the boy Venkatraman like a speck of dust. Dennis quoted a few verses that Bhagavan had later composed, which eloquently illustrate his state of mind in 1896 when he arrived at Arunachala. This year also commemorates Bhagavan's 125th birth anniversary. To celebrate this event, Sri Ramanashramam organized a grand Ratha Yatra that traversed about 108 towns in Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Andhra Pradesh. The Yatra commenced in mid-July. In keeping with Bhagavan's words that the great change in his life took place about 6 weeks before he left Madurai for good, the Ratha, a specially constructed vehicle that carried an image of the Maharishi, was given a grand welcome in Tiruvannamalai on September 1st. Over 70,000 people were fed by the ashram on that day. Ravi Ramanan, the son of the president of Sri Ramanashramam, who lives in San Francisco Bay Area and who participated in the Yatra, shared his experiences with the gathering, complete with a slideshow of photographs from the Yatra. This was followed by a talk by Sri Natarajan, who reminisced about his several trips to Sri Ramanashramam with his father in the 1930s and 40s, and who shared with us his impressions and memories of Bhagavan. The program continued with bhajans rendered by Mrs. Mangalam Kalyanam of the Atlanta Satsang Group, who has been in the Bay Area for a few months visiting with her daughter. The program concluded with Vedic chanting and arati, followed by the excellent prasad prepared by the lady devotees. All enjoyed the opportunity to be together with a large group of devotees under the watchful eye of our father Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Nova Scotia, Canada. Sunday, the 29th of August 2004, was a beautiful day, although partly overcast. Arunachala Ashrama, a sentinel of Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi, in the serene rolling hills of Annapolis Valley, beckoned more than 50 devotees from far and near. At 11 hours, on behalf of Sri Arunachala Ashrama, Bridgetown, Subbarao V. Durvasulu welcomed the gathering to the 108th Advent Day function, sitting before the beautifully decorated shrine of Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram. The absence of Dennis, Darlini, Paul and Evelyn, who were away either in New York or in Tiruvannamalai, was felt. In their stead, Mr. Robert Dodds, an ardent sadhaka who has spent considerable time at the ashrama in Tiruvannamalai, India, and in New York, cheerfully shouldered the responsibility of looking after the ashrama and keeping the facilities ship-shape. Other visitors included Miss Josilda from Brazil, Miss Steffi of New York, and Mike of Vancouver, all of them eager to learn about the ashrama and study Sri Bhagavan's teachings. In the introductory remarks, Subbarao expressed his gratitude to the ashramites for having given him the privilege of performing puja to Sri Bhagavan on that day. Further, he observed that Sri Bhagavan had completed 54 years at his chosen place, Arunachala, before his Mahanirvana in 1950, and this year, 2004, marks 54 years since his Mahanirvana, totaling 108 years, which is a very sacred number for Hindus and Buddhists alike. The significance of Ramana Ratha Yatra, a 6-week pilgrimage that started at Tiruchuri on July 17th and stopped at 108 places in Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Andhra was mentioned. This yatra served to spread the holy message of Sri Bhagavan by the chanting of Aksharamalai and the simple direct teaching of self-inquiry of who am I for realizing the self. Following Guru Puja and Sri Ganesha Puja, Subbarao performed Ramana Ashtotra Puja with sincerity and devotion. Then several devotees sang bhajans in praise of the Lord. Sri B.K. Raju recollected his contact with Arunachala Ashrama since the early 1970s. He explained how he was drawn to the ashram and its ideals, its enchanting location and surroundings. He also narrated how he had been amazed to read of Bhagavan's greatness while in New York City in 1950, when a detailed report of his life and demise was reported in the New York Times. He expressed his admiration to ashram principles with particular reference to Dedi Satal, who has dedicated his life to the observance of Bhagavan's teachings by adopting yogic simplicity and commitment to Bhagavan's precepts. Mr. Raju explained how Dennis was unable to be present but yet was participating in a sense by doing seva to a friend who required his attention. Mr. Raju mentioned the need to imbibe Bhagavan's core teachings of self-inquiry, of who am I, as a means of attaining peace and perfection. Dr. Swaminathan recalled how thrilling it was to sit at the feet of Bhagavan as a young boy during a Kartike Deepam festival in the early 40s. He said that Bhagavan is unique among the saints of India in the way in which he spread his message by adhering in practice to every aspect of his own teaching. The annual August to September function at his ashram is a good time for everyone to remind himself or herself of the who am I self-introspection advocated by Sri Bhagavan. He said, as an introduction to group recitation of Upadeshasaram, Sri Yashwant Rai talked about it as a priceless composition among Hindu scriptures, for in just 30 verses, Sri Bhagavan has explained all the techniques that an aspirant may follow for self-realization. Then the temple hall resounded with the chanting of Upadesha Saram, Arunachala Shiva and Mantra Pushpam. At 13 hours, the puja concluded with arati. Freshly prepared prasad was served on the spacious grounds of the ashram. The function was a joyous and blissful occasion for all the participants.